Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Saving money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I came across this post on Instagram, and I want to know if you guys think he cheated on his wife by texting his ex on his wedding day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's a lot. So this is a stitched Insta reel, okay? So I'm going to tell you what flashes at the front before J.Banks54 weighs in, all right? And before he weighs in, I want you guys to weigh in. So at the onset of the video, there is a man who is doing a selfie video. He's sitting in the window seat of a plane.
Already red flags. A man taking a selfie and he's sitting in the window seat on a plane.
A video selfie. And he's got his hat backwards. He's got his hand on his cheek. He looks just very downtrodden. And the text on the video says, "My wife is making us fly home from our honeymoon after one day because she found out I sent my ex a simple goodbye, all caps, text on the night of our wedding. It was a goodbye text, for goodness sake. Not an I will always love you text. Not a drop everything and let's do it one last time text. I needed to say goodbye to have closure on the unfaithful slash cheating part of my life. Please tell me my sensitive slash nostalgic bros understand." So, again, he sends this text the night of his wedding to his ex, and it's a goodbye text. His wife finds out about it the first day of their honeymoon, and she's like, "We're leaving, we're flying home." I feel like so betrayed.
Sensitive and nostalgic is a fun synonym for skeezy. Because if you're thinking about any other woman other than me on the day of our wedding, that to me says everything I need to know. Doesn't matter if you sent her a GIF or an emoji. You could have literally grunted in her direction. If you're thinking of another woman the day we get married, to me that feels so off.
Yeah, I exact words I would use. Yeah, it's not infidelity, but it's so disrespectful. And the fact that somebody else is on your mind in any way, shape or form that night. I don't know that I leave. I'm so pissed. I probably end up leaving the vacation. Yeah.
This is what J.Banks54 said.
I mean, she's not wrong. I think any form of communication with your ex or somebody that you used to talk to or deal with is cheating, no matter how you put it. The fact that he still has her number and has not blocked it and decided to text her means that he is not over his ex at all. Which goes to say he wished that it worked out, but it didn't. He's going to live with that guilt for the rest of his life. That just goes to show that even though some men are in an entirely new relationship or even on their wedding day, still think about their ex. No matter how long it's been, no man that's completely over his ex is going to go out of his way and try to apologize or find closure, because it was closure enough when they did not work out. This is why there's always arguments whenever you ask a guy to block or unfollow a girl, because this is somebody that he wishes that he was with, but yet he was forced to settle down, in which he ended up with you.
That is a tough way to start a marriage, man.
Dude, like the fact that... All right, so you want closure or whatever, and we have talked about this before. Like, send it, like,
after you propose, after you're engaged, like if you need some kind of closure to reconcile your past behaviors, right? Like if you're going on an apology tour, it's like, I don't know how many steps there are in the program, whatever the step is, right? But the fact that this dude who posted this video with this like garbage caption thought he ate and that people were going to have his back. I'm like, you texted your ex on your wedding day. In what world do you think anybody's going to have your back?
But he's sensitive and nostalgic, right, Kristen.
Right.
I bet you he put up that window on the plane. He looked outside as it was taking off and he had some sappy, weird, sad boy music playing, feeling like he was a main character in his own sad, nostalgic movie when really, he's the villain.
Oh my gosh.
You think he like confides in his best friend? Because the best friend would be like, you're an idiot.
No, his best friend, I guarantee you, was an enabler, being like, yeah, bro, she's whack. Why don't you divorce her and go back to the girl you texted anyway?
Because she found out. Okay, so I'm also like, when I'm breaking it down, I'm like, now I do want to look like, how did she find out? Like, did you tell her? Did you feel like this is something you needed to come clean about? Or did it somehow get back to her that you texted your ex on your wedding day? Because if you got busted, that's even worse.
Or if
I don't know what is worse. If he got busted or if he thought it would be okay to disclose that to her.
Or if you're checking his phone on your wedding day, then that speaks volumes also. Oh, or in your honeymoon or whatever.
Like she knew to check.
Something was going on.
She knew.
Yeah. The Bird Show.